It's Monday, the 26th of January, 8 a.m. and already quite a decent bit of light this time. Actually, at 15 minutes past 7 this morning, as I looked out of my study room, looking south-southeast, the sky already had light there, light to that area, and that's a good sign that the days are stretching well. This morning it's cold, not frosty cold, just cold breeze blowing, but it's actually a lovely morning. It's cloudy to the west, clear above and south. Sun will be rising even earlier this morning. I wonder if we will get to see it here, or where those clouds in the west will race over and draw the curtains over the sun. Slept well last night, though. It was very hard to get out of bed 7 this morning. Indeed. My mantra's still working. Gets me out of bed. As I sit on the edge of the bed, I think I'll just get back below the covers for another minute or two. But no. That would be fatal. Again, I found myself this morning with so many things racing through my head. Just bewildering. Just like a ricocheting bullet. I can't get out of the room. Sometimes you just want to cry, stop. Stop. Focus on one thing, one positive thing. Negative thoughts this morning as well. Back to a family affair, if you like. I try to put it in my mind for a while, but I can't. Has to be resolved. But anyway, apart from that, I'm feeling fine. We had a good day out in Glasgow yesterday with the family for a meal. You know, we can leave here and go to a wife's hometown a few miles away and go to Mass there, pick up the family, have tea and toast in their home for about an hour, go into Glasgow, go for a meal, come back and be home all within about 5 hours. It's crazy. You pack so much enjoyment into 5 hours. It's just a matter of getting out of the house. Wow, it's This is one of those mornings where I just feel like nothing. I've got a task to do and I'm avoiding it. I've been avoiding it for over a week now. It's not for home, it's for somewhere else. Someone else. Someone I like very much, actually, but it's a task I don't want to do. But I have to do it. And I've got so much on my own plate here. I know that once I go there and get on with things, I'll be absolutely fine. But I just, well, I think it's all down to moods again. When you're in the mood to do it, or in the mood to do something, or in the mood to go somewhere, all moods can't be bothered. No, I don't want to go. I'm in a bad mood. I'm in a lazy mood. Yeah, I'm in a good mood. Let's go. But we can't just switch things on and off, can we? And then again, is that just the internal fight within the mind? Because you're not in a particularly good mood and something funny comes on the television, you do laugh. Your mood's changed instantly. You haven't realised it, but just your mood's changed. Or if you're in a good mood, you're feeling well and you watch a drama and something bad happens and you're, oh, that's terrible. Oh, sure. And your mood changes. I'm not sure if it's even the same area of mood, if you know what I mean. Why is it we say someone, oh, that's he's a moody guy, you know, he's a moody guy. We're all moody. What? And the more I say that word, the more stupid it sounds. Who came up with that word? Who came up with that word? Moody. Moody. Oh my God. Well, there you go. I've just changed my mood now. Now I'm tittering to myself and by my own stupidity. Dear Lord, what's it all about?